All right, and P, please, Bob. Bob Holness, it was my pleasure to work with you. I worked with Bob on the AM show, which is the LBC breakfast show, well, which made the management at the BBC sit up and listen and discover that commercial radio could actually offer a credible alternative to Radio 4 in the morning. I think it was both Bob and Douglas Cameron's meticulous way they worked that gave me an insight on how a show should be presented. One of the things that amused me with Bob is he'd polish the studio. Every morning, about 30 minutes before the show, he'd come in with a duster and pledge the studio, lay out his scripts, set up his own personal yellow Sennheiser headphones, and then Douglas would also arrive and also set his scripts up. Together, they created a comfortable and creative space with which to do their show. A true professional that was brave enough to return to LBC to celebrate 30 years of the radio station. Despite the fact he'd suffered a stroke, he and Doug presented the breakfast show on LBC News that day in 2003 with style and panache. Bob Holness, 12th of November 1928 to the 6th of January 2012. Rest in peace.